Tesla was by some accounts off his rocker, and even claimed to be in contact with extraterrestrial beings. It transpired that the signals he could hear on his radio equipment were emanating from Jupiter. Tesla didn't have much success time travel-wise, yet he definitely succeeded in electrocuting horses via their metallic shoes on an adjacent ranch. Despite this, Tesla remained convinced that time and space could be altered by very strong magnetic electrical fields, which turns out to be true, at least near or in black holes, time dilation. He devoted time to developing a so-called death ray, which would be able to knock down enemy airplanes. And this was the inspiration for Reagan's Star Wars initiative. In later years, Tesla started showing signs of mental illness. He had the symptoms of what we now refer to as obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, and it said that he became obsessed with the number 3. For instance, he had the habit of walking 3 times around a building before entering it. When staying in hotels, he insisted that he have a room bearing the number 3, or a number divisible by 3. If his obsession with the number 3 wasn't bizarre enough, then his increasing fascination with pigeons was sure to raise eyebrows. Tesla used to buy special food for pigeons and went to Central Park to feed them. Bird-wise, although he had many a female admirer, Tesla was never really that interested in sex, and it said that he was celibate, as this helped him think. Tesla lived for a while in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, but in later years moved to the Hotel New Yorker, where he had a room on the 33rd floor, room number 3327. It is here that he spent the remainder of his life. For sure, he was going mad. There was no doubt about it. His behavior became more and more bizarre. It is said that during thunderstorms, he would have his sofa move closer to the windows so he could see the lightning and would cheer when he saw a large thunderbolt. He claimed that the same white pigeon would visit his windowsill each day and was distraught when it died. He developed a phobia for jewelry, especially for pearls. He also became a mysophobic, morbid fear of dirt and germs. He became increasingly insular and began to despise fat people.